Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Election Commission of India's guidelines for use of AI in election campaigns. The participants are Akshay Raut, former Director General, Election Commission of India, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Good evening and welcome to Spotlight, in which we discuss the Election Commission of India's new guidelines concerning the use of artificial intelligence in election campaigns. As technology becomes an integral part of political communication, questions of ethics, transparency and accountability take center stage. Today we are joined by Mr. Akshay Raut, former Director General, Election Commission of India, an eminent scholar and policy analyst in the field of electoral governance and emerging technologies. Thank you for being with us, Akshayji.
Thank you.
Akshayji, let's begin by understanding how the Election Commission's framework seeks to balance innovation and integrity in the democratic process.
Elections in India are 75 years old, and it has been a learning process. We have delivered 18 national elections and more than 400 assembly elections. As Election Commission of India, the creation of which predates one day to the creation of the Republic of India. And throughout this period, every election is different. Every election is a different learning system. Overall, Indian democracy is proud and the world is proud that India's democracy based on the electoral system that we have has been dazzling as one of the gold standards. In this, the other part of your question is that as India became a technology power, particularly an IT power over the last few decades, the technology has merged into election management very efficiently. For example, it is clearly evident in the management of electoral rolls, in the management of housekeeping and accounts and regulation, in the management of capture of some of the pathological action that happens during conduct of elections. In fact, a lot of things happen through application of appropriate methods of IT in the elections that we have seen in recent years. But today we are talking about the difficulties caused by one intrusion of a very efficient aspect of IT, that is artificial intelligence. We'll talk about it.
So could you elaborate and outline the key aspects of the Election Commission's new guidelines on AI use in election campaigns?
I must start with saying that it's not brand new because artificial intelligence, particularly let's slightly go back to what is being done today. The aspect of disinformation and misinformation, fake news and hate stories have become a challenge for election management for quite some time. In fact, Election Commission is on record saying that in its management of election operations, there are four big barriers which it faces and which it tries to fight. One is money, second is muscle, third is misinformation, and fourth and last thing is Model Code of Conduct, MCC, violations. Today, we are talking about the third one, the misinformation. It is also linked to Model Code of Conduct violation. Now we have come to this stage in which all the election officials, 8.5 lakh of them in Bihar, will be engaged to give a free, fair and credible election. And in that, one of the barriers, particularly which accentuates misinformation, is artificial intelligence. So, as you asked, a pointed answer to your question is, election management has been concerned about the problem of artificial intelligence for quite some time. We can trace it back quickly to the 24 national election, the Lok Sabha election, in which a lot of things were happening and commission was trying to control this through some advisories, instructions. There was a reference to IT rules of 2021. There was a voluntary ethics which was adopted by aggregators or social media platforms, but sometimes it was done, sometimes it was violated. Now, in this new set of instructions, which Election Commission has announced yesterday, there is a reiteration of the old ones, giving them the strength and addition of few more to give it more specificity. For example, it now says that anything that is synthetically generated or altered image, audio, video by AI should have clear, prominent and legible level. It should say AI generated or digitally enhanced or synthetic content, some admission, like there is something called the affidavits which the candidates file. If they have any AI generated image or text or video, audio that is being used, they must display it. Not only that, Election Commission concern takes it to the extent of saying that at least 10% of the visible display area or 10% of the audio content, like, for example, if it is spotlight or anything or advertisement in audio, the first 10% will be devoted to making an admission that it is, okay, guys, you must know that this is AI generated. This is digitally enhanced. And then, of course, prominent disclosure of name and entity and of entity responsible for its generation. And then many types of stipulations and conditions which have been put. One more important thing is, it is not only that they cannot publish it, they cannot also forward it in an unlawful manner. They cannot. And for the first time, if I am not mistaken, in doing this, earlier also it was done, but they have invoked their plenary powers under Article 324 of the Constitution of India.
Okay.
Which gives them power to for superintendence, direction and control. That means, just to complete it, to give seriousness to these instructions. So I think this is timely. This was necessary.
So you mentioned four M's that the Election Commission is trying to tackle, of which the misinformation or the manipulated content generated through AI is one that the Election Commission is tackling. How does the Election Commission plan to ensure compliance by political parties, candidates, and digital intermediaries?
I think it starts with the issue of instructions. In fact, I must myself interpret it this way. It is written to, if you have not forgotten this, the advisory, it calls itself advisory, but I think it is the nature of instruction, rather warning, addressed to presidents of all political parties, presidents and general secretary of chairperson of all national and state recognized political parties. That itself tells the seriousness. And they have invoked, as I said, Article 324. It's called as advisory, but it is actually in the nature of instructions. And they have come into force immediately. So I think ECI, under its plenary power, will be free to act in any manner against the violators. Of course, there are violators of many types. There are anonymous violators on internet and digital media. There are violators which may be just general public. But there are violators which are more amenable to the discipline of conduct of elections, like the political parties. One of the sections of these instructions say that any instance of synthetically generated or AI altered image, audio, video, misinformation or manipulated content detected on official party handles shall be taken down within 3 hours of being noticed. One thing is that solutions to the problems caused by artificial intelligence engineered fakes, deep fakes, which touch almost like real thing, not being real, they are best handled if they are handled with speed. And the Election Commission has enormous power for this, but they must also have the mechanism to find and detect. One thing is that some platforms, particularly social media platforms, do have the responsibility to prevent and take it down on their own. But you can't expect everyone to behave, particularly the commercial and private organizations. But Election Commission is, in my understanding, they are developing and have developed a sufficient set of mechanism at the level of their headquarters, at the level of the state, at the level of the district where the district election officer stays, state where the chief electoral officer stays, so that they can look at, they can detect on all this wide open digital world, which is going as AI altered for things.
But that is a big task.
It is a very big task, but I think the policing has to be strengthened. And not without any reason, there is a large number of staff which are taken on board to do many of the things, including these.
Is there not a mechanism for monitoring AI-driven targeted advertising or voter profiling to prevent biases or manipulation?
I think you are right in a sense of yes and no both. Because as you and I know, artificial intelligence, I always wondered, when will the time come? Considering the capacity of artificial intelligence, when the election management bodies of the world, whoever in India or many other countries who follow electoral democracy, when it can give some real dividends in management. I'm sure it is going to do. Perhaps in India, it must have started doing it a little bit. But reversely, before even we get a clear idea of the dividends to election management or democracy from artificial intelligence, most of the countries, including India now and Bihar now, are suffering from the negative impacts of it, are suffering from the what adverse condition, what pathological conditions can be created by artificial intelligence. We have experienced it. Why Election Commission has come out with these instructions? And I am sure that it is not going to be the end of it. There could be more coming in because they are coming across examples of this. Just imagine one thing. If forget what political parties talk about each other, candidates, the leadership, which is absolutely wrong, maybe personal, maybe just nonsense, that has to be prevented. But more importantly, there would be could be instruments of election management, like EVM, for example, like a polling station, for example, like our security staff, for example, can also be victims at a very sensitive time. They can also be victims of artificial intelligence manipulation.
Okay.
And it can create a havoc in election scenario at the last moment. So this has to be prevented.
Okay, so what kind of collaborations that can take place between the tech companies, election authorities and civil society to implement these rules effectively? And related to this question is my added question is, could strict regulations stifle innovation or beneficial use of AI in political communication?
Second one is, the answer is no. My answer is no, because so far as the creative use of artificial intelligence for positive campaigning is concerned, I don't think there is any barrier on this. Like creative use of radio and television or creative use of social media or any digital platform is absolutely on. Because the basic problem remains falsehood, fake, untruth, basic violation of model code of conduct, for example, which are those things are only translated upwards because of technology upgradation. But the basic rules of the game remain the same. It's a violation of the basic intent, basic truth. So that is to be prevented. So answering your second question first, I don't think any creative exercise of artificial intelligence for positive and genuine political campaigning will be stifled. Now, coming to the first, yes, a collaboration is very useful, certainly very useful. In fact, if my understanding is clear, the Election Commission has gone on this path very much well in the past. And it has created an association or collaboration of all digital and social platforms who operate in India. It has taken a commitment and they have responded to this well. And they have also done quite a bit. They have been asked to appoint nodal officers inside, nodal persons inside those organizations who will handle this in election time. It happens a little more in national election because of the scale and other things. I'm sure in Bihar, something might be happening in nature in which they are collaborating, they are compliant. And civil society, of course, is in a nature of nudging from the side, bringing truth to the people, to the both the election managers, political parties, and also tech companies like this, like you mentioned. So they're not from the side. But the thing is, Election Commission, after all these collaborations, because if an election goes wrong, if it is not free and fair because of the influence of artificial intelligence, no one is going to blame tech companies. No one is going to blame civil society organizations. No one is even going to blame political parties. I think the onus under Article 324, which very clearly says that superintendent's direction and control of preparation of electoral roll and conduct of elections is with ECI, Election Commission of India, is the place where the books.
Okay.
They must take all the decisions and they must initiate all action to make sure that there is a level playing field, that the field for electoral contest leading to a new assembly or a new Lok Sabha remains free, fair and clear of any type of impurities.
Okay, on that note, Akshajay would like to thank you for sharing such valuable insights on how India's Election Commission is navigating the intersection of democracy, technology and ethics. Thank you for being with Akashwani.
Thank you very much. It has been a pleasure.
You were listening to a discussion on Election Commission of India's guidelines for use of AI in election campaigns. The participants were Akshay Raut, former Director General, Election Commission of India, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.